Why wasn't I surprised when President Bush said the other day that as a NATO ally, he was not ruling out sending American troops to Macedonia to prevent a civil war?
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
True, President Clinton had been widely criticized for barring the use of American ground forces in Kosovo, welcome news to Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic. But Bush campaigned on the idea of withdrawing American troops from the Balkans, leaving our European friends to do the heavy lifting in that violence-prone region. The reason I wasn't surprised at the apparent flip-flop is that President Bush, in his first 6 months in office, has displayed an amazing agility in climbing down from unproductive positions, no matter how ardently they were originally espoused. Remember when the president held the Navy's firing range in Vieques, Puerto Rico, to be indispensable at least until a substitute could be found? That didn't sit well with Hispanic Americans, whose votes the administration is courting. And so, suddenly, while traveling in Europe, the president set a 2-year limit to get out of Vieques, apparently with little or no consultation with Congress. Remember when the president was staunchly opposed to energy price controls? But last week, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission imposed price controls that the White House, with its flair for euphemism, called market-based mitigation. Remember when the president campaigned for school vouchers? He has now accepted a compromise education bill without school vouchers. He has also given up to Congress on issues like steel import quotas and ethanol subsidies. And although he has flatly threatened to veto a patient's bill of rights permitting lawsuits in state courts, don't be surprised if there is eventually a compromise that he will not veto. The president doesn't always cave. He stuck it out on tax reduction and substantially won his case. He is so far at least standing firm on developing and deploying a missile defense system, but on many matters he is more flexible than many expected. Why? The president says he doesn't pay attention to opinion polls, and yet it must be of some concern to him that the latest Wall Street Journal NBC poll shows his approval rating at 50%, the lowest presidential rating in more than 5 years. The Republicans weak on health care, energy, environment, and the economy. The Journal's conservative columnist Paul Gigot says Bush isn't one to go down in glorious, principled defeat. I guess I didn't know that when Bush was campaigning on unshakable principles. This is Daniel Shore.